and welcome to Swiss Info's program for April the 26th. I'm Jeannie Wirtz. Moving to a new country. Is it an opportunity? An adventure? A challenge? Today, we'll hear some of the stories of people who have moved into, passed through, or left Switzerland. It's a Wednesday afternoon in Bern's Rose Garden. Children are playing on the swings and in the sandbox. Christina Held and Richard Davis are sitting at a table in the sun. Both are trailing spouses, people who move to a new place with a partner who has accepted a new job. Held and her husband arrived in Switzerland 9 months ago.
We made our decision within 1 month. I mean, the job offer came out of nowhere, and then we literally had a week to decide, and then we moved a month afterwards. We had to get married, too, so that, I guess that was a big deal.
In that month?
Yeah. No, in that month.
Not all expats have to make major life decisions that quickly. Richard Davis and his wife, who were transferred by her company, had plenty of warning and plenty of help, unlike Held and her husband.
We were told about it probably 18 months before it happened, and then we came out November the year before last and were shown around and had tax explained to us and had all the things that might come up as questions explained to us, which we then forgot because we didn't move until the following October. So yeah, we were helped all along, you know. We had people come and pack up the house and
that would have been nice.
Bring it here and all that sort of stuff.
So. You're looking at our relocation services.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't have any help. It was me all day looking at every apartment search finder and calling places in broken German and just, please let me look, goodbye. You know, it was horrible.
More and more major companies and business organizations are developing support programs for trailing spouses. People who are moving to a new country shouldn't put too much pressure on themselves, says Andrea Rieger, a human resources professional in Canton Solothurn.
Take the chance, arrive here, learn the language, give yourself half a year, have a plan B. If plan A is not working, build up with this also a little network, and then take it from there.
Learning the local language is crucial to both integrating and finding a job, says Lucia Della Torre. The Italian lawyer accompanied her husband to French-speaking Lausanne.
If I could go back in time, I would start studying the language before coming. I would try and be aware that really Switzerland is a bilingual country, so French and German are paramount. So I would warmly recommend people who are thinking of coming to start learning the languages, both of them. And I would also recommend them to start looking into the market, because the job market in Switzerland is really hard. So it's better, I think, to come with a clearer idea of how things work and to be prepared to be very patient.
Richard Davis has been patient. He spent the past months helping other families get settled in their new homes.
So I've been going around and helping put the light fittings up and rewiring plugs and building the IKEA furniture after IKEA furniture after IKEA furniture.
He also socializes with the other trailing spouses.
I'm definitely in a massive minority being a husband. In our group, there's probably 50 women and five men. So, you know, I do feel like I'm the token bloke. You know, I turn up and there'll be 14 women and me.
In the past, trailing spouses were almost always women. That's changing, says Sabina Benelli, who oversees the spouse career centers in Basel and Zurich.
But what's really a very positive thing, we work a lot now with trailing husbands. So when we started, 90% of our spouses were female. So a lot of wives, they joined their husbands in the new country. Mm-hmm. But it changed dramatically. So in the last years, more than 50% of our candidates were husbands and men. So I think this is, for us, it's really nice to see that the whole system changed. So a lot of companies care about diversity, especially gender diversity, and that's what you can really see, that women's pursue their careers and husbands they follow.
Some people who are used to working enjoy the break. Others find it difficult to suddenly be doing nothing all day long.
I can film a day. It's just whether at the end of it I'll feel as though any of it was
productive,
enriching
fulfilling.
For me, really.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true. That is definitely a struggle I have. That just maybe I'll get to like 4 o'clock and I'll think, what have I done all day? It's, you really just have to reframe what your day-to-day looks like, I think. Yeah. You know, I had spent 6 years in school, and I was very used to a strict schedule and very schedule-oriented. So then to come over here and have that flipped completely upside down is, in another language, is, you know, definitely a huge learning curve. And it is hard to sort of balance that feeling of what did I really do to give back today or give to somebody else or, like, the world at large? How am I a contributing member of society?
Meeting society's expectations can be difficult for cultures that have alternative lifestyles. Minority groups like the Yenisha, the Sinti, and the Roma have lived in or passed through Switzerland for centuries. They often face discrimination, says Angela Motley of the Society for Threatened Peoples.
We think that all minorities in Switzerland have a right to be acknowledged. And in Switzerland, mainly the Yenische, the Sinti, and the Roma are not really considered as a minority, only people who are traveling.
And by traveling, you mean that they move their house from one place to another. In English, it's gypsies, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. But here in Switzerland, we don't use this term anymore, because it's very pejorative, and we really have to avoid that.
Where do these three groups of people then originally come from?
The Yenisch, they have always been living in Switzerland. We are now considering 35,000 Yenische, and from them, 3 till 5,000 are still traveling. So it's really a minority. And the rest, we have 50,000 Roma in Switzerland, and they are not traveling at all. They are settled, and they came through Switzerland in the 60s.
Are you a member of one of the groups?
No, I'm not a member of a group. I'm working for the Society for Threatened Peoples. It's an organization specialized on minority rights. And we have organized that event together with Sinti, together with Roma, and together with Yenisha people.
And today is an international celebration of this, or is it just in Switzerland?
No, normally it's an international day, and it's called International Romani Day. But here in Switzerland, we have adapted it to the Swiss context, and that's why we have called it Swiss Day for Yenische, Sinti, and Roma.
And people who live here in Switzerland and don't travel, do they talk about the fact that they're Roma? Or
Some of them don't, because they are afraid of being discriminated, and this is really, really sad. And with this action, we really want to make a statement and also encourage other people who like to make a declaration, and it's up to them to do it or not. But I really want to live in a country where no one has to be afraid of what she or he is.
And who is it principally that's discriminating against them, and in what ways?
There are a lot of, in the media, they are really called as one group. And also in regular life, if you say that you are a Roma woman, or if you say you are a Yenische, people really think that, okay, we have to be careful, it's something special about them, they are not working regularly, and so on and so on. And this is, it is not true.
Mustafa Hassan explains why he thinks it's important to speak out.
I'm Roma from Switzerland. I'm born in Macedonia, but I live 30 years here in Switzerland. And today is 8th of April, International Romani Day.
And why do you think it's important to have a day like this that recognizes the Roma?
It is important because we are the Roma people, the Roma nation. It's they have to do very, very much with discrimination, with stereotype, and we want to show another picture from Roma people. We are integrated. We go to work, we go to school, and we are like another Swiss people.
And where are the Roma people originally from?
They are from India. The background from Roma people is India. But maybe 900 years we live in Europe, in Switzerland, in Spain, in England, in Germany, in South Europe, in Bulgaria, in Romania, in Turkey, and also over the world.
And why then do you think that there are these stereotypes about Roma?
I think we have different Roma people and we have our different Swiss people. Someone, they are poor people, someone is they are rich people. And we have a big problem with the media. The media, they show only the poor people from Roma nation.
Switzerland isn't just a nation of immigrants. Just over 70,000 people left the country in 2013. 1 in 10 Swiss lives abroad. Rudy Baer grew up in Wädenswil, Canton Zurich. He settled in Durango, Colorado in the 1970s. At age 40, he became a U.S. citizen. Baer is one of 8 Swiss men featured in the book Emigrant Paths: Encounters with 20th Century Swiss Americans. Swiss Info journalist Susan Masika talked with Baer, who was visiting Switzerland, about what it was like to emigrate.
At what point did you know that you were going to stay in America? Was there a moment where you said, this is my home now?
I knew right away because I was the black sheep of the family and I was sent to America to never come back. So I knew when I went there. And I immediately assimilated and I truly never felt homesick.
What is it that keeps you there? Why is it that you know that that is now your home?
Well, you know, I have done a couple of really special things in the village where I live, you know, bringing back an old hot spring that had tradition. Still today, when I walk through Durango, everybody says hello, and it's kind of a nice thing, you know, to be in a... If I were in a city or lived in a city, I maybe would have come back. But, you know, I'm living in a village small enough that I feel I'm at home there because of the way people react to me after a long, long time trying to be, to do the right thing and become a member of the community and do as much stuff as I could. And the more years that passed, the more it became evident that I became fully American.
Do you think you could have achieved so much had you stayed in Switzerland?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you know, this is such a conventional turf that before you ever get to do something, you have to go and give them your credentials. And I was a renegade, you know, by nature. And I never went the conventional route, period. So, you know, in America, nobody asks you what you learned and what you did before and all that. It's a matter of your drive and what you really have in your soul and your heart. And then you go for it and get it.
That's all we have time for. More news and features about Switzerland are available on our website, www.swissinfo.ch. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week. I'm Jeannie Wirtz.
On the road again. Places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.